Do you think garring helps with the wheeze?
Yeah. Got something in my teeth. Got a little bit of leaf in your teeth.
You used to always do that.
What?
The pronounced TH as...
teeth.
Like teeth, instead of teeth.
I think I got that from our cousin when he was a little baby. Remember, he would try to say the word nerf, like nerf gun, and he'd say nurse. It's nurse or nothing.
It's nurse or nothing. Yeah.
It's just a little bit adorable.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty cutie woody.
He was a cute child. He was cute to the point where he went to like auditions for like adverts or whatever, if you remember.
Yeah, but he found it too lame.
He didn't want to be a toy channel YouTuber.
Yeah.
And make millions of dollars.
You know, he made the right choice, though.
He did make the right choice. He chose... on the flow chart, he had the choice of soul or no soul. And he chose soul.
Yeah. Here's do's or don'ts. Would you, A, have a good childhood, but B...
be like a child star?
Have normal amounts of money, or be a child star and be a millionaire by the age of 13.
You got different examples, right? You got like your Josh Brolins. He was a child star. He was in... the Goonies. He was one of the kids.
Was he? What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know anything about him, like, as a person, but you don't hear, like...
yeah.
You know, Jake Lloyd-style stories about him. But then that's the inverse, is a Jake Lloyd. Is,
yeah, that's the gamble.
Is many number of... probably quite mentally deranged child stars who are put in movies when they're an age where it's not really... ethical?
Yeah.
You know? Like, that's a lot of power. Putting a child in a Star Wars movie, that's a lot of power.
I suppose it depends on the movie you're in as well. Like,
yeah, like a big franchise thing, like being cast as one of the Harry Potter kids or something.
Yeah. Even then, though, like, Star Wars, the whole pressure is riding on you, you know? That's established.
Especially if it's like, you little six-year-old boy, you are Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Now sell it. Just insane. Yeah. Insane idea, an insane world we live in, isn't that right, bro? On this very broadcast, episode 4. It's weird to say that before saying good afternoon, morning, evening, or night, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you allowed to say that now?
And welcome to Broadcast episode 4.
You can fix that in editing.
Mm-hmm.
Got gars,
got some beers. It's the evening. What day is it? Saturday. Chilling with the villains. Maybe it's the villain cast.
Fill in episode 1.
Fill in with the villains. You know, sort of like Wreck-It Ralph, where all the baddies from video games sort of...
yeah, when Bowser shows up, it's really just breaking the internet.
Forgot about that phrase. Not a good one.
Yeah.
This thing totally broke the internet.
It's a very, like, BuzzFeed term, I think.
Well, before we get too deep into the show, let me shout out those Jar Media patrons over at the Patreon that make the audio version of the show possible. And if you're a Dibby tier or above... you get those beautiful patron names read out the first or second week of each month. It won't be this one. That probably won't be the next one because we've got to bulk record a couple because I got a funeral to go to and you got a show to see. So we got a double trouble tonight. So don't be questioned if we're wearing the same outfit. It seems like things are similar.
We haven't worn the same outfit for a week straight. Do people really notice that?
You know, I've never seen a comment about it, whatever that means. You know, whatever that quantifies.
Well,
which is clearly lots.
The YouTube comments. Well, speaking of the YouTube comments, it's probably a good time to head over to housekeeping and round out some of those conversations from the previous week. Some of those mad commenters. Music lover DG3WG and Heiss 147 has this to say. First R, then James. Within 2 years, Alex will be the final remaining Jar member. Okay, where the frick is James? I said. Yeah, I guess we had to say where the boy is, or whatever.
Yeah. From all of his terrorist activities, attacking...
Got laid low for a while.
Yeah, all the neoliberal people and that. He's a wanted man, I'm afraid.
He's wanted... Large and in charge.
Yeah, and if he's seen here, then it's basically a death sentence for him, you know? You'll get one of those FBI open-up type situations, you know?
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I guess to be a little bit more serious, yeah, James is taking a little break.
Yeah.
I don't want anyone to feel obligated to take part just out of obligation.
Yeah, yeah.
I want anyone to feel like they could take a break whenever they want. Take it easy, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like... happened before. He's taken breaks before.
Mm-hmm.
He's fine. Like people getting a little bit silly, freaking out.
Yeah.
Just relax. Like... Let's just chill.
Immediately, people assume he's been conscripted into one of the many wars going on.
Yeah. Oh, man. And speaking of James, you remember the Mojave incident, right? Or should I say Mojave?
Yeah.
I've Mojaved again, brother.
Yeah. I know. And I went along with it because I didn't know any better.
I got to address this one. Becoming Chase can address this one. Yosemite? Haha, it's Yosemite. Someone replied to that. Another Mojave moment for Alex. Ooh, people were... They love this. They're like these vultures, you know? They're waiting for me to trip up and get injured so they can, like, pack up my corpse, you know? My mm-hmm. mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Get my mistakes. And this is a big one, I guess. So what is it?
Where even is
Yosemite?
It?
Yosemite. It's in California. It's a big national park. Sorry?
No. No, do not apologize for that.
Okay, I'll take it back. You know what? Fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck all of you.
California.
Fuck all you Yosemites.
West Coast motherfuckers. You know?
Like, is that... I know we're making fun of some Americans for not knowing where Stonehenge is. Is, Yosemite on the same level as that?
Maybe.
And you know what? When I was like, I was seeing these comments and was like, okay, how do you say it then? Because like, there's no accents on any of it, of the word or whatever, mm-hmm. like to indicate the way you're supposed to pronounce it. And I found something interesting, right? which I'll read after this one from Fart Salad Vivo. As a Californian, Alex's pronunciation of Yosemite made my jaw drop. LMAO. But yes, California is a natural wonder outside of the cities, very beautiful and diverse. But you know what? I'm not alone. Everyone's favorite president. When I say that, who do you think of?
Reagan.
Hmm. Think of even more awesomer than Reagan.
Nixon.
Even more awesomer than Nixon.
Pooh!
Even more fire than Nixon.
Genuinely, there's quite a few options
okay.
with American presidents.
Maybe this will help then, right? I'm going to play you a little...
say Lincoln?
No, I'm going to play an audio clip. And I need you to listen carefully.
Kennedy.
When they gaze upon Yosemites, towering sequoias, they're...
that's my president.
Let me just play that one more time.
To the sky. When they gaze upon Yosemites,
he said it twice. He locked in.
The President of the United States made the same mistake.
Almost. He was a little bit closer, to be fair.
He was closer. I don't know. I feel like his was worse because at least I owned it, you know? I was like, I didn't stop. He was like, oh, you can tell he like, no, he knew he messed up. Tried it again. Didn't quite work out.
Yeah, he said it the same way both times.
Mm.
But hell, I'm going to call it Yosemite.
Same.
This is the thing, like, to all the people in the know, it's like, how?
Uh-huh.
How could you say that? Meanwhile, like, the place we live, the county we live in, how would they say that? You know?
Exactly. Yosemite ain't even that far from Mojave.
It's not that far.
Uh-huh.
Might as well be the same place. Yeah. I think this is a, what do you call it? One of those CIA...
I'd say it's a gotcha of the woke left.
Mm. Yeah.
That's what I'd say.
Yeah, oh, we're going to have to take up that offer.
Oh, myriad offers. Every day. You know?
Yeah. Every YouTube channel was just being offered to be a right-wing pundit.
It's not even that far from the truth. Oh my god. With this one I had to capture, because every now and again there's a comment that's just like, you're doing this for attention, but I respect what you've conjured in order to get that attention. You sometimes gotta just give props, you know? Like this one from Ryan Kuma. At a buffet, I personally sneak corn dogs into the buffet so others can enjoy them. I hide 6 corn dogs in my jacket pockets. It then is a joy for me to see other patrons of the establishment eat my corn dogs, thinking they were part of the buffet.
Hmm.
Is that wrong?
No.
He's like giving them free food. He's the only one missing out.
Is he putting them in a little baggie before they go straight in the pocket, or are they touching pocket?
I hope they're just like naked in his pocket, getting free. All that lint, you know.
And people are still eating them. Because corn dogs are messed up.
Yeah, like you can't make it like less.
Yeah, it probably.
More bad, sorry.
I'm sure it becomes healthier picking up the fibers of the pocket.
Yeah, you might get like a stray vitamin or something.
Yeah.
Maybe from one of those strands. I want to end this segment with this one from Seafood, because there's a little bit of a trend starting, and I'm not sure. I don't like it, okay? I don't like it. And everyone knows when you say you don't like something on the internet, that means they're going to stop doing it.
Yep.
So Seafood says, Alex has a young Charles Manson look to him. A 70s hippie type of guy. Yep. When I think 70s hippie, I go straight to Charles Manson.
Yeah. The classic hippie.
So yeah, thanks for that, I guess.
Hmm.
Oh, bro.
I feel like this has been a thing in the, like, long, in the jar lore, you know?
Explain.
I guess starting with Crackhead Alex.
What started with Crackhead Alex? Sorry.
Just like a nutty, like psychotic side.
Hmm.
You know?
But I feel like most people are in agreement that that psychotic side is at least dampened over the years.
Yeah, Crackhead Alex is...
unfiltered crack.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that was pure crack. Pure crystallized crack.
Hmm.
I don't know how crack works.
And I got some theories about the crackhead era and some notes on that time, which I'm not going to bring up today, but maybe in the future. I've had it in the doc for a long time.
Okay.
It just says like crackhead era in like in like bold. But we'll get that to that eventually.
When you're on Adderall, on Leafy's Adderall.
Maybe that is what I needed at the time. Maybe not Adderall, but... Seeing as we're doing a double, I need you to make a decision. So we got a couple of good subjects, and I want to do one in this one and one in the next. And I'm going to need you to decide which one, because we've got one, Egg Boy, or two, scary science.
I'm gonna go egg boy.
Kind of glad you said egg boy, because the other night, I don't know, sometimes when you text me, I just don't get notifications or whatever. So then, at 10 o'clock, I look and see I've got some text notifications, and it's just like, Alex, you have to see this.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you send me?
Who says you can't teach an old dog new tricks?
An old dog can teach himself new tricks.
Yeah.
That's what corgis be doing.
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with this dog? Or what is right with this dog?
Yeah. This was the first time where I was like, okay.
You got skills.
Yeah, I see your worth. You have potential here. Like, embrace it. Stop being a shit. You know, I feel like a teacher looking at like Matt Damon. Look, I'm looking at Matt Damon and I'm like, you got so much potential, use it. Why are you wasting it?
Yeah. So Augie lives with Mama Beltman, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mama Beltman also got chickens. Three naughty chickens.
Well, two of them are naughty. One of them's a good
only
chicken.
Two. One is good. They've got their coop and their space, of course, but they have a knack for getting out their coop and exploring the garden or whatever. Little did the family know, eggs were being laid outside of the coop.
Yeah, because they keep escaping, and then once escaped, they can't return.
And they just roost wherever.
Yeah.
Like in the wild, chickens, they roost in trees. They you know, on raised kind of surfaces and stuff. So somewhere in the garden, a chicken has been laying eggs. And who's been finding these eggs? Who's been retrieving these eggs? But the egg boy himself.
None other.
So I get sent this picture, right, of... It's demented. It's like a cartoon character crawled out of the screen. This will probably be the thumbnail. This will be like... I'm sure it will be the picture on Spotify or whatever. If you're not seeing it, go to the video. The picture will be on screen now, okay? This is Augie with presumably a fresh egg.
Look fresh.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but so far he's found 5 or 6 eggs.
Apparently.
He has a secret, this is how crazy it is, right? That's not too mad, right? The egg dog getting the old egg. But here's where it gets crazy, okay? Out of these 5 or 6 eggs, no one knows where he's getting them.
Mm-hmm.
He has a stash that he knows when he's being watched, he won't go to the stash because he doesn't want to let on where the stash is.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll only go and retrieve an egg when no one's looking. So he has a stash, just like, I'm pretty sure I told the chicken feed story a long time ago when that happened, when he was, for those who don't know, sneaking the chicken feed when no one was looking. He was going and eating chicken feed and getting morbidly obese, and everyone was like, wow, why is he getting so huge? Because he was sneaking chicken feed.
He had teamed up. He had teamed up with rats. He teamed up with rats who had opened the chicken feed.
Mm-hmm.
But Augie wasn't fussed by the rats because everyone was happy. Everyone was winning. You know.
Yeah.
It was a full house.
So I don't know. I've been around a lot of dogs. I've seen a lot of behaviors, but this one. Having this zone of some kind of resource and having the wherewithal to be this is too good to be true. I know there's something bad about doing this. I'm going to hide this behavior from everyone else so they won't stop me. Yeah. So they can't stop me.
The confusing part, though, is that he brought the egg to the door with no intention of eating it. Otherwise, he would have crunched it. He gently picked up the egg.
Yeah.
Carried it to the door.
And what, he wants to come in?
Yeah.
With the egg?
Yeah. So then he comes in and then we're like, Augie, drop. And he does. he gently puts the egg down. And we take the egg and he's like, yeah. Like, that egg is amongst the other eggs now. this is what I mean. He's shown a purpose to me. There's a healthy ecosystem going on.
Mm.
You know, if the egg is cracked, if he drops the egg, if he picks it up a bit too harshly, he will eat the egg.
He'll eat them, yeah.
Okay.
But his intention is to bring it inside, I guess. So he brought the egg in. Happy days. You know? Everyone's winning.
Because I've seen, like, gimmick videos, like shorts or whatever, where it's like, look, it's like
that guy with Minion.
Yeah, Minion. You know Minion. Yeah, yeah, everyone just knows Minion.
Yeah, yeah.
What's that all about?
Yeah, he's got, like, an egg basket.
So, you could probably train Argy to do something like that.
Yeah. But Argy's got a he's got a rebel heart, you know.
He does. He's got an eggy heart as well, clearly.
Yeah. But the intention is confusing to me. Cuz he seemed to just want to hold it. He didn't seem to.
That's a classic Argy behavior, is pick up thing and just walk around holding it while crying.
Mm.
Yeah. He's probably done that on the cast many a time even.
But he wasn't crying. He just had the egg. I was freaking out when I saw that.
Mm.
Scared.
You were scared. Also, I guess, before we go to the mid-break, I mentioned this funeral, right? The funeral is for, I guess, our grandmother-in-law, one we've mentioned before, owner of Max the Golden.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be in Wales. And might get a chance to go see that boy. I guess I'll report back in a couple weeks.
Yeah, that would be so premium.
Mm. And yeah, so it'll be a loaded day if that's what happens. I've never been, I'm 30 years old and I haven't been to a funeral. So that'll be interesting. Especially like, we've mentioned this before, where like our dynamic in our family is that we're kind of the only ones in our generation in the place
we're between two.
That we've got like cousins that are like, 12 years plus younger, and like uncles and aunties that are like tail end of millennial or whatever, or all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we sit in this certain spot where, like, certain family dynamics, we don't know all the details of. So then, like, I offer to go to this funeral, or whatever. And then I kind of find out, like, oh yeah, by the way, this other side of the family, they kind of resent our family because of our granddad. And ways he's behaved and whatnot that I got no, like, context for. I was not born. With all this like history, all this family lore and whatnot, so that'd be interesting.
Yeah, just stay alive. That's all I can say.
So if I don't come back, you know why.
Yeah. It's kind of
it's a very rural part of Wales.
It's very, and they're farmers. Very so. Rural. And they hate English people.
They hate our asses, yeah.
Yeah. Well they specifically hate us, but I get the vibe that it's kind of an England thing.
So, I noticed I'm getting the grandpa eye, so hopefully they don't see too much of him and me and Snap.
Yeah, yeah.
So
they see one of them hoods. One of them eye hoods, and they're like, they break. They get out the double barrel.
So, wish me luck, and we'll see after these messages.
Do you think this light makes me look ill?
I think it makes everyone look ill, right?
Do you think? Doctors say I'm the illest because I'm suffering from realness.
I'll say.
Yeah. Hey, it's me, Zeus, the god. My fully endorsed The Jar Media merchandise available in the description below.
Yeah. Welcome to the second half of the cast. So we head over to the Jar Media suggestion thread over on the subreddit and answer all your mad, wacky questions. Like this one from Cinec Doki 239. Since they share the same director and lead actor, how do you think Deadpool and Wolverine will compare to the underappreciated, avant-garde, boundary-pushing, generation-defining cinematic masterpiece Free Guy? Also, side note, Ryan Reynolds needs to upload a video on his YouTube channel of Guy Dude or Antoine, oh,
Taika Waititi's character in Free Guy, reacting to the new Deadpool and Wolverine trailer with Tom Womsgams, since Matthew McFadden is in the movie.
Did you see that? It's like the new...
No.
There's a new one, bro.
I know.
Marvel's back in here, baby!
Yeah, this is going to bring back Marvel round three, or whatever it is.
It's actually been a long-ass time since a Deadpool movie. It was pre-COVID.
Yeah.
I remember we went to Bath, yeah. I think, to go see Deadpool 2.
Jesus, did we?
Yeah, it was like 2018 or something.
You sure it wasn't Chippenham?
We went to Bath, I'm telling you, bro. This is pre-COVID, this is pre-all sorts. Pre-Disney buying...
Deadpool. Fox.
Yeah, Fox, that's the one.
20th Century Fox.
Yeah, I don't know.
I haven't watched the trailer, I don't care.
I'm
not gonna like it. I know that. I know I'm not gonna like it.
I didn't really like the trailer particularly. I'm just, there's something inherent about, like, you're bringing Wolverine out, you're bringing Hugh Jackman member berries, like, man. We had Logan, that was cool.
Yeah, Logan.
The whole point of it was, like, him wrapping up and putting a bow on, like, this actor who's played this character, and it's like, let's say goodbye.
No, go in the fucking grave, pull him out.
Yeah, give Hugh Jackman like 300 million. Or something. Yeah, he can't say no.
It's
gonna suck. It's gonna be trash.
And it's one of the. It's the only Marvel movie this year.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, good.
Yeah, good. I ain't got nothing to say otherwise, but
I hate that. That it's actually a possibility that in this comment they're like, what if Free Guy did like a react? It's like, he might.
Uh-huh. Have you seen that the other Ryan Reynolds vehicle for this year is John Krasinski from The Office's movie called If. It's kind of like Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends, but like live action, and Ryan Reynolds' voice is like, what's that purple monster from McDonald's? You know what I'm saying? The Grimace.
Oh, Grimace, yeah.
He kind of looks like Grimace, but he's voiced by Ryan Reynolds.
Okay.
And they ruin a LCD sound system song that I love in the trailer.
Nice.
That's how it starts, listening to Ryan Reynolds.
You know that one?
Mm-hmm. I know the exact one.
Mm-hmm. So that looks good.
Yeah. What depravity will he not...
I'm surprised he's not in Borderlands.
Commence. Yeah. God,
he'd actually fit in quite well.
Yeah.
It's kind of perfect for it.
Mm.
And speaking of perfect, Dick the Head says, is there any more as good / bad as they say is on the horizon? My thirst needs quenching. Yes. I can say, I've mentioned it every now and again on Jar. I've been like doing, I think, my third playthrough of Red Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Really want to... Billy, I kind of need some space right now. Yeah, I finished Red Dead just a couple of days ago. Got lots of footage recorded, got big ass, got heaps of notes. I think after doing those Mass Effect videos, we know how to go in.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go in. Like, I'm ready to go in.
Yeah. I don't know how many people do this, but I find myself, when playing a game, in my head, without like intentionally trying to, but I'm trying to come up with ways of how to explain how I feel about what I'm playing.
That's a big part of the fun for me, is like trying to find words, because like everyone knows they like Red Dead, but it's like, why? What is the thing? Why is it still selling tens of millions of copies? Why is it past 50 million copies? Why are people going back? Like, what is the thing? There's the obvious stuff, but there's layers. There are fan theories. There are secrets. There's analysis.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much to analyze. And yeah.
Yes, yeah, it's. I think anything that can have like an iceberg video made about it is. Rife.
And the fact there's like still like regular like YouTube content and whatnot being made about like characters, about lore, about this kind of stuff. And the game came out in like 2018, around the time of Deadpool, right?
I guess. Dude, so, it's not even that long until it's 10 years old.
Mm-hmm. And how prescient it still is. Like seeing, there was a poll recently somehow collected of like top 10 favorite / best video game characters, and Arthur Morgan's in the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yes, hell yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me if he hit number one. Who was number one, if you remember, of...
It was, you know, it was like Mario and Master Chief and these kind of characters.
Mascots.
Yeah. That'll probably take... Once it's recorded, which would be a process in and of itself, it's going to take a little while to put together, but I think it'll be worth it.
Goddamn Dwarf says, "Hey, Jar Jimbers. The airline I work for does a competition every once in a while in which employees can submit names for airplanes. What are some Jar-related names I could submit? The only stipulation is that the name must either contain the word blue or mint in some way. Cheers, boys. Your podcast really helps me to get through my work day."
Bracket Blue.
Dude. Yeah, you're right. Bracket Blue.
Bracket Blue. Bracket Blue.
That's an awesome one. Or like, we mentioned Vociferous a fair amount. Like, Vociferous Mint?
Mint Vociferous.
Mint Ziferous?
Are
Fivian Mint?
Are Minty and Z?
I feel like there's... I think you actually got it, actually. Bracket Blue.
I heard the word blue and I was like,
yeah, you got it immediately.
Yeah. It's hard to beat.
And on similar lines, Punished Pizza says, "Hey guys, I'm a worm jarling. Would you like me to introduce some Jar Easter eggs into my next agave plant?
If you feel."
You know we support worms on this podcast. If there's anything.
Hmm?
Where I'm not, you know, I'm sick of hiding it. We are worm adjacent, okay? Fine.
We're the number two.
You know, there have been
podcast.
Rumors spreading. People, you know, whispers. That grapevine. All sorts of worms live on that grapevine. They live in the grapes and they spread.
Mm-hmm. Worms love grapes. Everyone knows this.
I indulged in that grapevine thing to such a degree where, like, I forgot where I was going with it. Just
we're worm adjacent.
We're worm adjacent, yeah. So... sorry. I know that's going to hurt some people to hear, but...
Well, I mean, if you can't hear someone out just because you don't feel the same way as them, then I'm afraid you're more of the worm.
And we kind of tend to, like... I don't know, we tackle the tough subjects on here, you know?
Mm.
We talk about the real...
Yeah, we got some heavy...
Heavy realness.
Yeah, brutal.
Wormal.
Facts.
Like Wormordial.
Yeah.
I'm feeling it. This is... Last year was the year of the grub. This is year of the maggot. I mean worm.
Yeah, I was going to say. Are maggots grubs?
Well, you know, insect...
Yeah,
jarling.
Insectologist jarling.
Are grubs in... Well, no, I don't even care.
Are grubs... No, are maggots grubs?
Are worms insects? I feel like we've even talked, but they're not, are they? They're like a different thing.
That's right.
Because the worm jarlings already told us about this.
Pristine CD2660 says, "My bears. Not sure if you realize, but there seemed to be a raging house fire in the last episode. Might want to deal with this next time to avoid embarrassment. Any woos, please rank the top three British politicians and which Madagascar they are. Trying to suss out who to vote for."
I was going to say, back when you asked me about the best president, I feel like England doesn't have a single one where we can be like, that guy was real, you know? Like, America had a bunch, like...
People, they like Churchill a lot.
Yeah, but I mean, like, there's things that can be said, you know? Like Americans like George Washington a lot. And like Churchill, there, like he wasn't a perfect man by any means. He was probably a pretty terrible one. But you got like Lincoln, you know, stood for something pretty cool. You got like Kennedy, you know, he was kind of a cool guy, and he went out like a G, you know. So there's at least two. Can you name...
You're not saying what Madagascar characters they are.
I'm just dropping that. My point is, can you come up with two British prime ministers that you can be like, okay, yeah, they were fire.
Liz Truss. David Cameron.
BJ.
Mic drop moment.
Mm-hmm.
Rishi.
The dish.
The dishy Rishi.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of my point. Like, Churchill is as good as it gets.
Oh, there's Churchill, like, it's like split up into, like, factions almost. Because there are people, not a small amount of them, that would say Thatcher is that way. Mm-hmm. A lot of people talk about her that way.
Yeah. But, like, is anyone out there in America like, man, Lincoln fucking sucked? Like, I get that.
Probably
was a long,
not.
A yeah. long ass time ago. But, yeah. My point
those wooden
is.
Wooden teeth.
Whew. No, that was George. That was George.
Didn't they just
dishy
all have wooden teeth back then?
They still do. that's part of, like, the ceremony.
Yeah. We ain't got. That's one thing I'm jealous of America. We ain't got those fathers, you know?
Yeah. Like, our equivalents are the royalty. You know, we're not taught about our prime ministers, the people who actually, like,
true.
Run the country
yeah.
day to day.
We learn about kings.
Kings and queens.
Kings and queens
and even
World
then,
War II.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's all the British
yeah,
history
yeah, yeah.
you get.
Really.
Henry VIII and World War II.
Yeah.
That's like it.
Yeah, the only kings and queens I ever learned about at school were the Tudors. And they were 90% fuck.
Yeah.
They were
oh, yeah,
fucked
yeah.
up, man.
It's a shame in a way, because, like, and I do attribute this to, I guess, failures in the education system, where, like, British history is immense. There is so much going on.
Mm-hmm.
That it's so old. It's
yeah.
such an old empire country. Like, there's so much history here that you just, I don't know, it's not communicated in a way that really illustrates how what that means. How, like, there are places like New Zealand is just a child in comparison, you know.
Yeah.
America is a baby in comparison to, like, the history
yeah,
to
yeah.
the how much is going on. And yeah, I feel like it's not even just about the UK for me. It's just history in general. Like, the way it was communicated was, like, seemed so dull and
yeah, it was boring. More hoop jumping. It was like, we have to hit, like,
and it was more like, oh, make sure you remember those dates. And if you don't have that kind of brain where it's like,
mm-hmm.
on this date, on this thing, and this really specific, but, like, I don't have 10, a memory 66. Like that. So, like, yeah, when it came to, like, writing history essays or whatnot that you all had to pull from memory, so I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just not how it works. But there's just so much. It's just endless intrigue. Like, have you seen anything about this Joe Rogan that came out the other day with Graham Hancock? And Graham Hancock is, like, quite a controversial, I don't know what you call him, an archaeologist? You might have seen him or seen clips of him around online, where he has all these theories about, like, what was going on in the pyramids and, like, the Sphinx and the Amazon jungle and stuff, and the idea that there was some ancient civilization that was, like, washed from history and that he's, like, written books about it and whatnot. And there was this big, like, kind of debate with these two figures, Hancock and this other fella, who he's called, like, Flint Gibble.
Nice.
This guy, and he's like a cartoon character in the episode. He's got this, like, comically large, like, hat, like, cowboy hat on, almost, that he's committed to so much that, like, he's wearing the headphones in a specific way
so he could keep the hat on. And he's wearing this like shirt that's like way too big for him. This is like The Simpsons or something. Like it's just straight up. It's so far beyond like caricature. And how did I get the history, I guess, and all this kind of.
Do you believe in any of that? Like the pyramids were built by the aliens?
I think we can get quite easily carried away by that big question mark of like how much we don't know. But I'm not, I guess, I'm not confident enough in, like, I haven't studied any of this stuff. Mm-hmm. I haven't researched history. I don't know anything about, you know, geology and studying, like, carbon dating and what any of this bloody means. Like,
I think it's dumb to say aliens built the pyramids.
I don't know if that's what he says, but that's one of the
like that type of Joe Rogan has had that sort.
Well, he's always loved that conspiracy.
Yeah, like it's fun if you're like writing a sci-fi backstory.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
To have something like that in your story.
Yeah, yeah. It's a cool
a
like
bit of lore
trope, isn't it? It's like the ancient civilization that was more advanced than you'd imagine because they were older than you currently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's like a fun idea that like you want to be real.
Mm-hmm.
So then people like, you know.
But yeah, I think if it were the case, it would be more obvious. You know, have we found any relics of any like computer?
Mm. I do find that like ever. I do find it cool though, like that we have these jungles and whatnot that are like so dense that like GPS doesn't work and it's like
this
terrain like so difficult.
What if their tech was like so advanced that like we don't even recognize it, you know?
Right, yeah.
It just looks like dirt to us.
It's like it's basically like that Disney film Atlantis or something. Well, it is straight up pretty much like feeding into those same kind of ideas, right?
Well, Atlantis is that.
Yeah.
That's like the whole idea. Is Atlantis
Lost City.
Biblical?
Yeah. I couldn't tell you. I don't know all the history of Atlantis.
Yeah, like where
does
it come
from? Wasn't it like I can't remember if it was the Portuguese or like Spanish empire that was like obsessed with Atlantis and they're really trying to find it or some shit.
Really?
It was something like that. Yeah, I could be wrong, but someone will
that would make sense then if it is biblical, if there's some talk of some
if it's biblical, like what holy book's talking about Atlantis? Is it in
the Bible?
Maybe. I don't know.
Atlantis, when the guy from Back to the Future just hunts for it. That's in the Bible, right?
What? The guy from Back?
He voices the main guy in Atlantis.
Oh, you're right. You're completely right.
I am completely right.
Press Start 14 says, thoughts on the illusion of free will, Jim?
What about it? What thoughts?
Don't know.
Thoughts on the illusion of it? I think it's handy, and I think it's dangerous.
Handy? How?
I think it makes it easier for people to be chill, you know?
With the craziness of everything?
To be aware of your lack of literal control is kind of a curse.
Yeah, I could see, I guess, why someone would reject the idea or not like the idea, because it's not the majority opinion, let's say. Most people believe in free will.
I don't think people can. It's a weird catch 22 because if you believe in it, if you believed in it to its full extent and you were like, okay, I'm gonna like prove it wrong by doing nothing.
Yeah, because that's often how like it. that's where, if the concept is brought up to someone, then they'll be like, well, no, because I have the choice, because now I'm thinking I'm going to raise this, and I'm only doing that because I'm thinking.
But that is in response to the prompt of it. So that's how you were like programmed to respond to that stimulus.
And what, we can only have this conversation even because of the way our lives were set up and the things we've been shown.
It's kind of the luxury of like not having to survive.
Mm.
You know, either like that's the whole thing with philosophy.
Yeah, like, you can, what do they call it? Just like intellectual masturbation or whatever.
Yeah. It essentially it is. But I think taken to its logical conclusion, you could say, okay, like that means morals are essentially pointless. And anything I do isn't my fault, so I can do whatever I want. So if someone
that's a really bad way to take it.
Yeah, but it is a conclusion you can make from
that's
it.
That's kind like, of like
essentially, no one is responsible for their actions, but we still need to be responsible for our actions, hence it being a catch-22.
I feel like that's kind of where nihilism comes from.
Yeah.
It's like reaching a certain conclusion and then being like, well, everything's pointless and I'm like, what's it?
Yeah, and then you become like a terrible person.
It's not a very good like ideology or philosophy to live your life by if you want any kind of self-satisfaction or happiness or contentness or...
Yeah, I just feel like what you would find if you did behave that way after coming to the conclusion that like you have no free will, and then you're like, fuck it, I'm gonna just do whatever I want, I'm gonna be terrible, I'm gonna like...
I was always gonna be...
Yeah. Just kind of as a fuck you, because it's like everything's pointless.
Yeah.
I think you'd find yourself like feeling that shame and
unless you're a true like sociopath or
unless you're just totally nuts, but then you're probably you don't need the excuse of having free will. It's like a catch 33. You know, it comes like full circle where even if you land at that conclusion, there's no reason to behave in that way.
Like it's that scary stat, right, that like it's like 3-5% or something of the population are psychopaths / sociopath type people, and that's not like a freak accident. It probably is some weird thing, natural selection type thing, where it's like somehow
like
it's helped humanity to have that rough percentage of the population be that way. For some freakish, weird, like it's like a mutation that is successful and stays around, but it can't be too successful because then you won't be able to form communities and have like stability.
But some people just like you kind of need ruthlessness every now and again for like growth, for to succeed. Like every nation is in like competition with each other. Like you need people that just don't fucking give a shit about the person next to
them. Yeah, and it is a thing, I guess, about humans and humanity that we are like conquerors. We are like community builders, and we want like peace within our communities, but we're quite historically like violent. Like comparatively, I mean, there's still a lot of the opposite of peace happening because of humans.
Yeah, gotcha.
We just, as you said earlier, we got that luxury of we can just sit for hours every week and just pontificate into the
I just ether. I can't fathom a way that free will does exist. It doesn't make sense.
So what you think? You think most people are just coping?
No, I just personally feel like it's way more absurd to believe that we all have total power over our future.
I think that's the big thing for me, where it's like, at some point in your life, something's going to happen to you that's completely out of your control, and that feeling is going to crush you in a way that it might not if you've already come to terms with the fact that there's so much chaos and there's so many variables that you have absolutely no control over, that getting that realization through something at that extreme is like a double whammy, you know? Not only is it something like life-changing or that you weren't expecting, but it also might, like flip your paradigm of how...
Yeah, it would totally crush your, like, worldview.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I like, have that thought literally every time I get into a car. Like, that's how, like, paranoid I am.
Yeah.
where it's like, this could be the one. Like, I don't trust these other motherfuckers driving. You don't.
Yeah.
You don't know. There could be, like, a truck and the brakes have gone out because someone missed something somewhere. And it's like, yeah. There is, like, a balance with that. And I've mentioned it before of, like, some people... they aren't self-aware enough and never think about that. And there are others who are too self-aware and it, like, especially if they're more like kind of wound up or anxious minded, like someone like me, where that can be completely debilitating.
Yeah, it's almost like paralysis and you get stuck in these like circles.
Yeah.
But I think kind of a pathetic way to use it is to, make it a justification for, like, doing shitty things.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you don't have free will, quote unquote, doesn't mean, like, you can't change and still, like, consciously become better.
Or that inherently devalues the experience. Because in a way, it's like, it opens everything up where it's like there is a beauty being able to experience a slither of the insanity, to be able to take part at all, because that's where, like, part of the nihilism and the anti-natalism, the anti having kids thing kind of comes in. I don't know, it's easy to say, I guess, from, like, the ivory tower. Maybe if you were born into a situation like our step-grandma, maybe the way you'd interpret life would be different, but I like thinking about it.
Well, I mean, her case is exactly kind of why I think it's absurd to believe in free will. Because, like, why, if you're someone that is born into a bad circumstance, you have every reason to make the right choices and get yourself into a good circumstance. Mm-hmm. If every single person had that power, why isn't everyone doing it? It's like a tiny percentage of people that, like, can break out of that. Why is that? Because they're an outlier. Like, I kind of see all of life as like the planet almost as like an organism.
Mm-hmm. Like a petri dish.
Yeah.
It's like looking, yeah.
It's this ecosystem, and, like, did we consciously try and fuck it? You know,
no.
So we had no idea, and, like, we're setting our systems and our ways, our, like, programming. It's so hard to shift out of, like, our current paradigm.
And we are monkeys that have figured stuff out. We've outpaced our bodies and minds, kind of.
Yeah.
Where, like, we still have all of these things about us that we've evolved to do in order to get to this point to begin with, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? So, like, a lot of these problems we do have, because
they're far removed from what our body understands a problem to be.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, a human 200,000 years ago, the things that they needed to be able to do.
Yeah, like, wrestle a fucking woolly mammoth or something. And now it's, like, wrestling someone saying something fucked up about you on social media.
Yeah, yeah. Where it's like,
this dude's fat.
This berry tastes so good because it's got sugar in, and sugar's so valuable because the calories are so useful.
So hijack that reward process.
Yeah.
Of course you don't stand a chance.
You know? Well, yeah. And then we come up with a system that like rewards the most like grabby
consumption.
Yeah. Consume, because like you can't not, you know, it makes you feel fucking great when you're spending money buying sweets, gambling, alcohol, fucking all of it. Reward it, you know? And reward greed. It's like why wouldn't we have done that?
Yeah.
It just makes too much sense.
I guess there's a thing you catch humans doing a lot where we kind of like romanticize the idea of being a human.
Yeah, big time.
We're like, we almost see ourselves as above the ecosystem we're in, or
in control
above animals, or like, yeah, I've mentioned this concept before too, where like you look at a bird and you're like, you're dumb compared to us, or
yeah
you look at a bug and you're like, yeah, I'm gonna squash you, you're nothing. When it's like, well, actually we kind of really need that bug, we really need those birds.
Yeah,
the birds keep the bugs under control, the birds need to be eaten by, but, and it's like, yeah, it's all this delicate balance of shit going on. That's so much bigger than an individual human or even a collection of humans.
Yeah, I can see in the future there being like much more integration with that sort of. There's a place in China where like the cities are designed around like trees and stuff growing in the city. Like
up, yeah, I love that idea.
The skyscrapers and stuff. And I mean that will probably have a bunch of like knock-on effect issues for people. But in a way it's like, I mean, it's kind of the balancing act. Like there needs to be a give and take.
Yeah. You can't just do one or the other.
Yeah, it's either that or just like concrete over the whole planet and you know, then we'll see how long we last.
Yeah.
Cause that will wipe out everything, you know?
The concrete jungle.
Yeah. Well, there's works for Spider-Man. Worth it for Spider-Man, to be fair.
What's worth it for Spider-Man?
Well, you can't have Spider-Man without, like, New York. Where else does Spider-Man work?
You know? True, he doesn't really work at
You couldn't
many
swing around Swindon.
He wouldn't be much good in the UK, really, at all. You could probably do a bit of London, but for the most part...
Just, like, the central big bit.
Yeah.
Other than that, he's fucked.
We don't have that many skyscrapers, really.
No.
Compared to a lot of places.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think we figured out everything. All of the world.
Yeah,
everything.
I think I may have just been saying shit, you know? Saying words that might work together contextually.
Yeah, I don't know.
Grammatically. We'll find out.
Well, let us know what you think, I guess, in the comments. It's always nice to talk about these kind of things.
Tell me why I'm wrong, please. Please.
Yeah. I like reading about this
debate,
these musings. I think we're going to cut this one off here. Because we've got another one to do.
Yeah.
I've got some juicy goodies to bring up in that one I've been saving.
Nice.
So
we'll be right back after these week-long messages.
Yeah, in a week we'll be back, probably wearing similar clothes. Maybe I should change or something. Maybe
I'll put on some different socks.
Put my dressing gown on, perhaps. Now it's getting nearly 10 p.m. So you know what? Let's wrap this up, brother.
Night.
Joining me on this day. Check out the Jam Media Patreon and all that stuff. We'll see you on the next episode.
Ciao.